The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, Tuesday is at the house with the painters and the construction guys as we go through this. Our house looks like it has a bad case of the gray and white measles all over it as they work a bunch. I tell you what, these guys are rock stars from Eagle Eye Painting. They are doing everything. You couldn't ask for more or better work than these guys are doing. But there's always those questions, and Linda's there to answer them or to give a little supervision in case she feels that they need it. 7:06 in the morning in news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm here with Jason at the helm. So, Jason, what's it look like for weather?
Hey, Carl. Good morning. So right now it's only 70 degrees outside, and it's supposed to begin the highs today of at 102, with tonight dipping back into the lows of 71 degrees. Tomorrow we're looking at, again, even hotter at 105 with a low of 74, and we're continuing for the rest of the week in triple digits. And it looks like on Saturday we'll dip back to 94 degrees.
Okay. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, buddy, can you turn me up just a little bit on my mic so that I can da-da-da-da-da. Okay, I'm back. We have different groups of people coming in here on Monday night. We have, of course, Radio Wasteland. So they were here last night, and they adjust. They have different ears than we have here. But I'm here with Christina Gutierrez.
Good morning.
Good morning. Turn her up a little bit. She's got a little.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There we go.
There you go. And, of course, here from Turtle Bay.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, hey, it's our pleasure. And you've got a lot of things going on over there.
We sure do. We always do, really, at Turtle Bay.
You always do.
Always, always. But right today, we're going to be talking about a little bit of the ongoing stuff that we have that's available to our members all of the time and also available with paid park admission and some special events as well, too, that are coming up. Right now, we have a really great exhibition that's going. We've talked about it on here before, but it's Goosebumps, The Science of Fear.
Now, how long is that going to go on? When does that end?
Closing right after Labor Day, so September 2nd.
Better get down there.
Mm-hmm. You have to catch it before it goes.
It is a cool exhibit.
It really is, and it's really a lot of hands-on learning, which is something I really love about it. Mm-hmm. And for all ages, there's, like, coloring sections over there for younger guys. And there's hands-on, like, strap yourself into something and let yourself fall in the exhibition for the older crowd. You have to be a certain height. You know, must be this high to ride. But we have some really cool stuff going on in there with our education team. Turtle Bay has – we're fortunate enough to have an amazing education team that really cares about our guests. And we create really fun programs around our exhibitions that come through.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be doing some really fun fear theater presentations inside of the Goosebumps exhibition on some Saturdays throughout the month. So the 17th of this month, the 24th, and the 31st at 2 p.m. And it's going to be something where guests can come in. It's included with paid park admission. Or if you're a member, you can come on in always. And it's going to be an interactive 15-minute presentation about fear conditioning, which is a tool that researchers, you know, are using to trace fear in the brain. A lot of our stuff in that exhibition is going through how the brain processes fear and other complex emotions. And this presentation is going to be really a hands-on presentation that goes over that. They're also going to have some fun reaching into mystery boxes that we have.
Oh, yeah, reaching to grab the slimy thing.
Yeah.
or is it something as you're reaching in, you hear a rattlesnake buzz?
Yeah, maybe if you hear that shaker, don't go in there.
Have you ever seen those... You don't see them anymore, but there used to be, it'd be like a 5-gallon glass bottle, like you just put water in, and there'd be a rattlesnake in there.
Oh, wow. We don't have that.
And then and it was, you'd make bets if you could hold your hand up against the glass, because the snake could strike at it.
Oh.
And if you moved your hand, you'd lose.
Okay. That seems like it'll definitely get your fear emotion going.
I think so. Yeah. So, but can you control fear? I mean, is this one of the things you're talking about? How, I mean, people do control fear every day.
Yeah. Well, you know, some fear is healthy. You know, like the fear of not wanting to get hit by a car probably prevents you from walking in the middle of the street. you know, but some other kinds of fear can be paralyzing. And so a lot of our exhibition talks about coping. You know, there's a lot of ongoing fears that people have that are from, you know, their personal experiences. And coping through those are essential to making sure that you can live without that fear paralyzing.
Fear of the dark, fear of going outside, fear of crowds.
Fear of even crazy things. Like, I think I told you, I'm scared of whales. Like, that's kind of irrational, right? A whale's not going to pop out of nowhere.
Well, I can understand that if, you know, you're walking down the street one day.
And there's a
killer
whale
there or something like
that. Yeah,
this.
Like maybe because
they can breathe. They can breathe there, but I don't think that they move that fast.
Yeah, hopefully not ever.
No, hopefully not ever. really, and so what brought that on?
You know, I think I had a very traumatic Free Willy experience in the theaters. But, you know, I've worked
past
it. I
thought it might have been the one where it was Pinocchio and they got swallowed by, but that was before your time.
No, I watched that movie.
Yeah, they swallowed, you know, Pinocchio.
Well, yeah, and he, like, survived in there together. Yeah, I remember that. That's a throwback. I think that we get these, like, experiences and it's coping through them. And so as a way of coping for my own fear, I've made various trips to places where whales are present for education purposes and made sure to stay close to them and you know, because there's so much to learn from those animals. But, you know, in our exhibition
you're
we talk about...
You're working your way out into the ocean where then you can swim with the whales.
No. I don't think I'm there yet. but, you know, there's things like fear of clowns. I mean, if you're at a children's birthday party and you're paralyzed by the fear of clowns,
I'd use that.
Got to have a coping mechanism.
I use that when I'm teaching the difference between bear fear and reasonable fear. And I always ask, I said, anybody in here just afraid of clowns? And there's
always somebody
raises their hand and says they're afraid of clowns.
Yeah.
Well, just because you're afraid of clowns doesn't mean that you can draw a gun on one. So,
because probably not.
There's bear fear and then there's reasonable fear. Bear fear is of somebody, you're afraid of whales.
Mm-hmm.
There's no real reason to be afraid of whales.
Nope. It's just one of those things and you have to kind of figure out where it's coming from and how to cope with it. And our exhibition really.
But if you were afraid of large dogs, that would be a reasonable fear for some people, you know, for people because there's a lot of dogs around, and I can understand. You keep looking in there.
Oh, I thought he waved over.
Well, he waves at me all the time to tell me how much time I have left.
Gotcha.
I've learned to ignore them because I have a little clock here, but
gotcha.
they're there to keep me on track. So.
I love it. Yeah, yeah, no, fear of dogs is a healthy one, especially because you don't know what that dog's demeanor is going to be.
So, there's bear fear and reasonable fear, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm scared of a clown, and I really shouldn't be, unless the clown's got a... It's from one of these weird movies, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the horror film clowns, maybe be scared of those.
Yeah. Okay, but part of this is the Fear Theater.
Yeah.
Is for the Interactive 15 presentation, experience and learn about fear conditioning. That's something... Another thing is it's an educational tool, but also have a good time.
Yeah. We try to do that with everything at Turtle Bay. We want you to walk away with having learned something and having had fun while you were doing it. So all of our exhibitions are always tailored towards that, all of our education programs. We want people to have a good time.
What about what's in the boxes? Can't tell me?
Oh, no, it's not a secret.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so on our exhibition, we actually have a section where it's there's some boxes that have animals in the glass cases above them. And then you get to put your hand in to see if the animal has made its way down into that cubby. And so there's things like there's spiders, there's
a snake.
There, I believe, is a scorpion. So it's animals that we know people have predispositioned fears of.
Sure.
But, you know, one of the things our animals team is really good about is making sure that you know what these animals, you know, they're more scared of us most of the time than we are of them.
Yeah.
And so learning how to coexist with those animals is important.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. I'm with Christina Gutierrez from the Turtle Bay, and we're talking about the Science of Fear, but also they're having you can go in there. And what day is that, the Fear Theater? Is that on the 17th, 24th, and 31st?
Yeah, at 2 p.m. on those Saturdays.
Okay, and it's on those Saturdays. And you can go in and learn about fear conditioning and what causes it and how sometimes you can cope with it.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds cool. Yeah. Okay, hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. It's not just a bed. It's quality sleep. It's proven that people sleep much better on a Sleep Number mattress than on other mattresses. Why? Because you can fix the firmness. You can choose the firmness of your mattress, whether it's real firm at 100% of the mattress when you set the measurement or you set the firmness, or you can take it all the way down to zero where you kind of sink into the mattress. Well, my Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. But we can change those depending on what kind of days we've had. And with the new Sleep Number 360 smart beds, they sense your move and they automatically adjust to you, keeping you sleeping comfortably through the night. Sleep Number's been ranked number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. And if you want to go down to the – if you want a really good night's sleep for not just you but your whole family, your kids. Kids need lots of sleep, and they sleep really well on our Sleep Number mattresses. Come in now and save up to $600 on a select Sleep Number 360 smart bed. But the only way you're going to do that is go down to the Target Shopping Center, go over to the Sleep Number store, lay down on one of the beds, and find out just how comfortable a good night's sleep you can have. We'll be right back after these messages with Christine Gutierrez from Turtle Bay.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell and Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:20 in the morning. Was that like from the, is that the Little Mermaid or something?
No, it's a spooky
That was that was actually the Goosebumps theme song for the TV show back in the day.
Oh, okay. I was wondering because we were just talking about the Little Mermaid and how Christine's daughter plays it 100 times a day. And that right there caused me fear. I may have to go to the class just to get over the fear there.
Hey, you can get through it.
Get through it. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. River Commons is the premier retirement community. Think of it as a place to come to have your stuff to base out of, and then you take your trips or just be there, take trips in town. You can travel, vacation. They welcome small animals there. Gourmet chef. It's like kind of like a little mini cruise ship right here in the middle of Reading. Two bedroom places down the studios. They have something for everybody. But give them a call at 238-5981. Talk to Brian, and I'm sure he will invite you down. Come on down, have lunch with the gang, and see what it's like at River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue. Worry less, smile more. I'm here with Christine Gutierrez, and from Turtle Bay. We talked about the scare from the science from the Goosebumps exhibition, but you've got other things going on too.
We do, yeah. And in the same vein of that spooky music, we also have another activity coming up on the 17th. It's Saturday, August 17th, from 11 to 3. We do something every month called Science Saturday, and they're usually themed to something that we're doing already at the museum. So our Science Saturday on the 17th is going to be called Phobia Fun, and we're going to be discovering common fears and phobias and testing out our limits with a virtual reality plank walk. And we're going to be talking about, like, with hands-on activities, just drop in 11 to 3, just different types of fears, common ones, you know, things that a lot of younger guests kind of probably encounter. And it's a really fun thing to go to as a family, those Science Saturdays. We also do every second Saturday, Family Second Saturday. And we just did one last week, and it was all about bubbles. And so my daughter was like, yes.
Bubbles?
Yes. So we do these fun, ongoing activities that you can drop in on with your family every second Saturday and then once a month for Science Saturday.
I like this Little Explorers and Reptiles.
Oh, man. Yeah, our Little Explorers are the cutest. I don't know if you've ever been, but every Thursday at 10, we do this Little Explorers program.
I wanted to, but the chairs were a little small.
They were small.
Small, and I was scared of reptiles. So I have this phobia about reptiles. No. Anyway, so what do they do there? You say you'd be exploring reptiles this month.
Well, Little Explorers is something we do every Thursday at 10, and it's just for younger children ages 2 to 5 and their families. And we do fun hands-on activities, and oftentimes they relate to our current exhibition. So we did reptiles this month because it goes with the creepy crawlies. And every week we're discovering different types of reptiles. And so one week it'll be snakes. Another week it might be lizards. So we kind of just make it range. And sometimes you might even find a little animal guest comes and visits during that time for the kids.
So they get to hold them and...
The 2 to 5-year-olds, we don't really let them hold them.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they could probably, like, you know...
They can see from afar.
Yeah, see from afar. They don't need to pick them up and run around the room with them. Okay, I can understand that. Okay,
yeah.
How about for adults?
So we have some fun stuff for adults. We're doing a 21 and over paint night at the museum on Saturday, August 24th. and it's from 4:30 to 7, so it's kind of like an after hours, museum's closed, you get to have some VIP access,
mm-hmm.
and there's going to be wine, which is nice. It's going to be you're going to be painting California poppies, and so there'll be an instructor leading you, but you don't have to be a paint master. You can come with any skill level and have fun with the girlfriends, or maybe it's a good date night. It's just a fun way to kind of come explore the museum in a different capacity.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
But the wine part, that's good. And you can just walk around and do your own thing without kids.
Exactly. We're also starting to do this thing called After Hours at the museum. We're doing our next one on the 30th. It's a Friday. And it goes hand in hand with, we've been doing an art type of display over by the bridge on Fridays. Mm-hmm. And we are having people after that kind of lead into the museum, and they're able to experience the museum and the exhibitions after hours. And we always have fun activities for the adults to do that are like based on the ones we did with the kids, but like adult versions.
Oh.
Yeah.
What kind of, what do you mean by adult versions?
Just like cooler stuff. Like ones like virtual reality with, some VR goggles, things that like maybe we don't bring out for the younger guests.
Well, I've done the VR with goggles before. It's extraordinary. And, you know, and now they've, you know, and that, this was kind of like a basic set. So I can imagine what the ones that now are. Now you can pick things up, move them around. Is that kind of thing? Or?
You know, I haven't done it myself. I want to go to this museum after hours with my husband and see what it's all about. But we have done some of the other activities. Like uh-huh. there's make your own slime. I mean, I have a young child, so we make a lot of slime.
How do you make slime?
Oh,
quickly, how do you make slime?
Well, I mean, there's different ways to do it, but a lot of people use, like, Elmer's glue and different types of, like, it's a science experiment. You can make slime that's edible. You can make slime that's unedible. Like, there's a lot of Pinterest.
You don't want to make unedible around kids, though, right?
You want to make it so it's non-toxic,
right, non-toxic.
If you got kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, probably don't leave them alone with the slime, maybe.
Yeah, probably not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
So is this kind of... Anyway, all right.
It's like sticky, slimy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, I know what it is. I didn't realize that you had classes on making slime.
Well, we're going to just be, you know, doing that as an activity. Okay. So, yeah. You'll learn as you go. But lots of fun stuff like that.
What's a shrinky dink?
A shrinky dink is something where you like, can design a drawing, and then they bake it, and then it goes smaller. Like kind of like a keychain type situation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, it's hard to explain. But like on our Instagram, we posted a picture of a shrinky dink where someone had done the Turtle Bay logo.
Yeah.
And you can see what it looked like in the big version. And then the smaller version was like keychain size.
Oh, wow.
So it's again, just kind of fun stuff to do. And then the cool thing about after hours at the museum is there's a cash bar, too.
Well, so that's probably a good thing, especially when you've been going through testing your fear of heights. Probably to have a couple before or after.
Well, we do have that little, there's somebody who's monitoring that section, so I think you'll be okay.
I think so. Okay, now that's closing down, though.
Yeah, on the 2nd. So September 2nd is our last day for Goosebumps. So that the 30th, when we have that after hours at the museum, it's probably your last weekend opportunity to see Goosebumps. So it'd be a really good one if you haven't caught it yet to go see it.
Well, you know what? Here it is. It's what, $190 a year?
Yeah, for a family membership.
Family membership. Go as many times as you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can take up to 4 kids with you.
Yeah, 2 adults, 4 kids. When you break it down, it's less than $8 a month.
That's right.
And
you know, so it supports a great, great community asset.
Yeah, I mean, all of these things that we're talking about, the Science Saturdays, Family Second Saturdays, the Fear Theater presentations, these are all things that we add on to our current stuff, and that's because of the support of our members. You know, we're able to do things that are ongoing and fun for them because we have that support from our community.
Great. Christina, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and you guys have a good afternoon with your spooky music.
And good luck.
Thank you, Carl.
Yeah. Yeah, try not to get slimed out there.
Okay, I'll try.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back. There's supposed to be another guest rolling through here, but I haven't seen him yet. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy has grown into, starting right here, has grown into the largest privately owned firearm instruction company in California, with teaching in over 42 counties right now. Not only that, it's not just for the CCW. It's for people who have never fired a pistol before in their lives. Offering classes starting very soon for people that just want to learn how to shoot and handle a firearm safely. Northern Firearms Instruction Plus, all the other great classes they have, ranging from unarmed combat to home defense. All of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at usgunpro.com or learn more at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back after these messages. It is about 70 degrees. I'm sorry, I was wrong on that. It is about 60. Well, it is about 70 degrees. It's popped up a couple degrees since I last looked at it. Going up to 100 degrees today. We'll be right back. BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Chris Jensen live at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Well, it's hotter than hell outside right now. It's 100 in the shade with the sun beating down.
He's not your typical country artist, singer, songwriter, award winning, crowd pleasing. He's the total package. His hits include Buy Me a Boat, Drunk Girl, and Fix a Drink.
No, but I can fix a drink, pour it on ice.
Country artist Chris Jensen, Friday, August 30th. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Oh, behave. Yeah, baby!
Oh, we'll behave. In fact, I can have someone come out today and give you a free estimate.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Hey, smashing. Yay, capitalism.
You can start saving today. Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning at 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from BNT Satellite.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's 7:34 in the morning here on the 13th of August, 2019. 70 degrees out there, going up to over 100 today. Weather Report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Maxwell Insurance and Financial, bringing us this segment of the show. All your insurance and financial needs are with Judy Maxwell, helping families since 1993. Helping families, seniors, business owners, helping all, has done a tremendous job in helping and supporting the car fire survivors and getting their insurance needs taken care of, and then finding insurance for the rebuilding the houses, because as you know, it's gotten harder to get fire insurance. Well, give Judy Maxwell a call at 221-0441. Let her work a miracle for you if that's what's needed. I'm here with Casey Fatch from Shasta Regional Medical Center. Besides being a friend of mine, he has just been going gangbusters since you've been there over the last 6 months. Or what is it, six, 7 months now?
It's actually been about a year and a half.
Oh, a year. That's what I meant,
almost a year. And a half, yeah.
Oh, no, it hasn't been that long.
It's May of 18, yeah. It's a year and 4.
Oh, my gosh, it has been that long.
Yeah, it has been that long.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the things that you've done here, and we wanted to, I want to do an upgrade or an update on some of them, like your the mental health care that you all have provided for our city.
Yeah, the mental health is definitely something that's really taken off. We've got our 20 beds online, and they're full today, and we're looking at potentially doing another 15 beds because there's definitely a need for it. We're still seeing patients sent out of our emergency room to other providers to the tune of maybe 50 to 60 a month. And so that's something that, we're trying to look at programs. Mental health was one of them, one of the first ones, that people are having to leave the area to access care for. So we're looking at other programs as well, like spine surgery. We see a lot of people going down to UC Davis and UC San Francisco and some of the other facilities down in Sacramento. And that's something that we could easily provide here. Also along with other programs like electrophysiology for the heart. And so we're trying to eliminate a lot of people having to access care outside of our area, because, you know, it's stressful enough when you're sick and you have these kind of conditions. Then you throw a big round trip drive on top of it. It's just not right. So that's something we're trying to work on.
Well, let's go back to the mental health.
Sure.
You began this by providing a separate area and started out with 15 beds.
Yeah.
Now, when you say for these people, these are the 5150s. These are the ones that are a danger to themselves or others that are brought into you all.
It's been determined whether it's by a law enforcement agency, police or sheriff, or maybe a psychiatrist that has determined that they're a danger to self or other, and they have a plan, they have a documented plan to commit whatever it is, you know, whether it's suicide or whether it's to hurt somebody else. And so those are the people that we take care of. And it's generally acute psychosis, maybe somebody who's been on medications for a long time and they've just, for whatever reason, stopped taking their medications, and then their psychosis is manifested again.
So you can keep them for how long?
Well, we can hold them against their will for 72 hours.
Right.
And then we have other if they're not stabilized within that 72 hours, we have what's called a 5250, and we have to go in front of a judge. And there's things where we can hold people for a couple of weeks if we need to get them stabilized.
Getting them stabilized means you get them back on their medications.
That's generally what it takes. The industry's evolved into, you know, we're basically a kind of a critical care unit for mentally ill patients. And so our main objective is to get them back on their medications, get them stable, and then get them to a point where there's definitely a safe discharge plan where we can discharge them into a safe environment.
Okay. I need you to turn Casey up some.
Oh.
Yeah. Turn Casey up. I'm
little,
fine.
Up
turn
bit.
Casey up.
Okay. Thanks.
We'll readjust a little bit
readjust
here.
Readjust the mic.
I just got a text that said, I can't hear Casey.
Uh-oh.
So, well, your voice is not, it's.
Yeah, that doesn't have, carry, I guess.
I'm hearing, I hear you perfectly, but going across our mic, sometimes that happens.
Gotcha.
Okay, now we got it. Okay. So you can text me back and
tell me you can
hear again.
Thanks,
well, no, that was, that was somebody else. No idea. I don't know who this one was.
Fair enough. Well, whoever you were, thank you.
Yeah, because I can hear him fine in here.
There you go.
But then again, I have earphones on. Okay, so your other one, you were talking about the electrophysiology. Did I hear you say that?
Yeah, so that's something that isn't provided in this area. And this is a, kind of an adjunct to our heart program. And what it is people that have, you know, arrhythmias in their heart. It could be atrial fib. It could be, maybe an acute episode of ventricular tachycardia. And if you're fortunate enough to come back from that, that's something that we can treat. And it's a specialized test. Everybody leaves the area for it. And it's something that is easily, when I did clinical work 30 years ago, we were doing these tests. And so that's something that we definitely want to, we want to provide here because we're really trying to eliminate that commute, that medical commute that people have to make out of the area just because there's not a service here for it. So, and we're working towards that.
Well, that any time that we can do things here,
yeah,
instead of having to travel 3 hours away.
And again, it's not about not having the expertise. We do have the expertise here, and the providers that can provide that service. We just got some equipment barriers because that technology is expensive. So we're working towards making sure that that's something that we can acquire. Is that specific technology?
Spinal is a
big one. That's another one that we're working with Shasta Orthopedics on, bringing the spine surgeon here. This is something that we're seeing a lot of outward migration to other areas that people are having to go to, San Francisco or Sacramento. And again, that's another, you don't want to have that kind of surgery and then have to ride in the car, back home. Let's just do it up here and do it in our own community and get you taken care of.
We have the specialists again.
We do
the type of thing that.
Well, and they're also bringing a new surgeon into town. And that's all he does. He specializes in spine surgery. So that's something we're going to be acquiring a very expensive microscope for him to use. And that's something that, again, it's another one of those pieces of technology that, medical equipment, as soon as you say you're selling something to a hospital, you tack a couple of zeros on there. It might be a little less expensive in another industry, but in healthcare.
It's like boat. Break out another $1,000.
That's like
Harley Davidson, $100. And so for medical technology, add three zeros.
Oh boy, it's rough. I mean, just even paper, they mark up selling it to the hospital. It's crazy. It's just unbelievable.
Special paper.
Yeah, it's just an analogy, but boy, unbelievable what, as soon as people find out they're providing a service to a hospital or whatever, it's just becomes that much more expensive. So.
Yeah, when it becomes specific on things, like, hey, you need these types of, we'll sell you this from the marine shop of these bolts and screws.
Yeah.
And, but if you go down to Ace Hardware, you get the same ones for like half the price.
you bring up a good example. You look at the screws and stuff that are used in surgery.
Oh yeah.
Compared to what there's a difference. They're made of different material and that type of stuff. But a screw is a screw, and it's incredibly more expensive. It would blow your mind. But I just give you an idea. The microscope that we're looking at for this particular piece of the particular surgeon it's $250,000. $250,000 it's an awesome piece of equipment, and there's a lot of components that go into it, and a lot of
What's it let him do?
Well, it's a microscope that he looks through and while he's doing the surgery itself. Yeah, and it does it records, it projects image up onto a super high 4K definition screen, and so there's a lot of moving parts here, but mm-hmm. still. At the end of the day, it's still a very expensive piece of equipment. Just like for the electrophysiology and ablation stuff for the heart, that's another piece of equipment that's very expensive as well.
Well, I've heard that veterinarians use a lot of the same equipment. So I was just wondering if maybe buy one that goes to a veterinarian hospital. Probably not, though. I mean, people probably don't want to hear that, huh? Right?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I'll tell you, I have a personal experience with a veterinarian where I had, they wanted to do a CAT scan. They want to do a CAT scan on my dog. And it was like, and what they were going to charge. I was like, I know it's more. Medi-Cal doesn't pay me that much for a CAT scan. Are you kidding me? At the hospital. I mean, it was unbelievable.
And they probably frown upon you bringing your dog through into the hospital.
Yeah,
that
wasn't the infection control nurse wouldn't appreciate that.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's nice to know we're not putting animals through our CAT scans there.
There you go.
But you're right, though. I mean, if you go down there, I mean, whoa. You know, and most people don't have insurance on their animals, and they're going to spend everything that they have to keep them
That's right.
healthy.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the insurance for pets. That's for sure.
Well, with the two you have, you should have.
Yeah.
Because those
two
are just, you know, get into anything.
They take you for a drag. You don't take them for a walk.
Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers started by Sharon Clark 15 years ago and has just done a fantastic job in helping people and families in our area here, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Give Sharon Clark a call. She'll come out and set up a great program for you that matches what you need, and she'll make it work for you. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. It is right now about 71 degrees. It's going up over 100 today, and I am in the eighth day of no air conditioning.
And it's still pleasant.
And it's, you know, yeah, we're lucky.
And you're still pleasant.
I'm still pleasant.
There you go.
I'm getting ready to go down and get blood drawn today, so I haven't had any coffee. I've been fasting. I got no air conditioning. And they're painting our house, so it looks like it's got the measles because they're doing all the work on scraping and all this. I'm just having you know what? Life's good because all of it's coming together. We'll be right back.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, Doctor, Doctor. Welcome back. Yeah, Free Fire Radio and this KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, 7:50 in the morning, 70 degrees, going up to over 100 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Foreman's Jewelry, bringing you this segment. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Any type of jewelry you can possibly imagine. Foreman's Jewelry. I'm here with Casey Fatch, the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and after we got all of our microphones adjusted and everything, we've been talking about the new equipment that's coming in to Shasta Regional Medical
right.
Center. We talked about the mental health ward that they have. They've just expanded to 20 beds and are going to grow that.
Right.
Keeping the people that are danger to themselves and others off the streets and getting back on their medications. The do not resuscitate, how does that affect a hospital? How does that work?
Well, so it's something that, you know, it's a proactive measure that one can take to kind of say, you know, if there's a end of life issue, you can decide ahead of time how you want that handled. And it's not a bad plan. It's something that people should have a discussion with their physician about. And, you know, their primary care physician and decide that, you know, well, I don't want any, you know, extraordinary measures taken if certain conditions happen to me, like if I, you know, maybe have a major, major stroke and there's, you know, or find you, you know, they find you down in your home for whatever reason. But you have to have that paperwork in place. And I think a lot of people make, you know, they'll go ahead and do that, that do not resuscitate document, but then they don't leave it in a prominent place where somebody, you know, like a first responder, when they come into your home and they find you down, you know, it's a good thing to maybe have it up on your refrigerator. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't want to look at it every day, but you have to have it somewhere. Yeah, but you have to have it somewhere to where the paramedics can see it.
What's really bad is if somebody puts it up on your refrigerator,
right,
and it's not you.
Yeah.
You know, your wife does.
That would give you an uneasy feeling if there's like a forged signature on it. Like, well, that's a really bad forgery, sweetheart. I don't know what's going on here. But, you know, that's certainly something that you really need to do. And you know, because, again, you know, if there are three people in the profession that are really good at doing intubations and resuscitating people, and those are, you know, anesthesiologists, ER physicians, and paramedics. And they're very good at what they do. And so that's something that you need to make sure that it's prominently posted in your house to where they can see it. And a lot of times people will keep it where their medications are. And I know a lot of people that keep their medications on the kitchen counter because that's where they take them every morning. So figure out some place to put that document to where it's out, to where they can see it.
And this is for if they come in and if you're not breathing when they come in.
Yeah, well, you're not breathing, you're unconscious. You could be, you know, yeah, your heart could stop, and you know, they don't want you to be defibrillated. You don't want to be defibrillated, you know. And again, it's a personal choice, and, you know, there's a lot of different schools of thought on it, but the reality is it's something that you should consider and take up with your physician. And a lot of people don't have them, but that's a choice not to have it. So
sure.
You know,
they want to fight it out to the end.
That's right. That's right.
My mother had one, but when she had an incident, right. It just just kind of building what you had, she didn't have it. They didn't know about it.
That's right.
EMTs didn't know about it, and they resuscitated her.
Yep.
And in this case, it was, I really thank God for that, because it gave me a chance to get back from Iraq and visit with her. And she was just, clear as a bell and all this. And then 3 days later, she passed.
Yeah.
But I can understand this, that you've gone through a whole lot, that you just, you know what, I've lived it, and it's time to just to let go.
Yeah, and again, and it's a personal choice.
It is personal, terribly personal.
And so you have to, you know, have that discussion with your physician, and they're very well trained. You know, the industry is very, this is something that's not new, something that's been around for a long time, but a lot of people don't, you know, go to their, you know, maybe they're healthy and they don't think about this kind of stuff, but it's something that you should think about. But then you also have to respect the wishes of others. If somebody has one, you know, it's...
Oh, that's tough.
Boy, it is really difficult.
You know, family screaming, don't, you know, I don't care what you said. No, try it. You got to try.
It's an uneasy environment to work in sometimes, but it's definitely something that people should probably.
Yeah, my sister has always threatened that if I'm in a hospital bed and I have oxygen, and if I just kind of like cough a little bit, she's cutting it off.
She's stepping on the tube,
and I'm looking
for that.
Wait a minute.
She's stepping on the tube and looking for that extra pillow in the chair. She's gonna get.
I don't know if we should joke about that. You know, the Shasta Regional is. I always have to add this on here toward the end here, is that your work, you're trying to get linked up with the VA.
We are, and we do a lot of work with the Veterans Administration, but there's some changes coming down that are going to allow the veterans to, you know, again, and this is a whole nother concept of trying to eliminate that commute down to San Francisco for services and Sacramento for services, because it's not fair that we do that to people. And we have a good working relationship with the VA, and those, I think we're going to start seeing a lot more of the work with the veterans being done in the community.
Well, I just want to give a shout out to Shasta Regional. One of my friends, a veteran, was having heart problems, and this is a perfect example of this. They couldn't get him down to Davis, so they canceled it. And he called me one day, and it sounded so horribly. I said, "Get down to Shasta Regional," and you got him back on his feet.
He heard the show. He heard the show the day before. I went up and sat with him, and he's a really nice guy.
He is a nice guy,
but he was sick though. He was real sick.
He was,
and we were able to.
I saw him the other day, and I tell you what,
he's doing great. I'm glad to hear that.
Doing great.
Super guy. We had a lot of fun.
And this is what Shasta Regional can do in veterans. And this is something that we need, as veterans, need to urge the Veterans Administration to do, is link up with our local doctors here, in this case, Shasta Regional, so that we have a choice. And that's what this whole Veterans Choice thing is about.
Yeah, well, they're sunsetting the Veterans Choice Program.
Well, they call it something else now.
They do. They call it the Mission Act. And President Trump signed it into law in 2018, went into effect June 6th of this year, and we're actually going to be one of the providers under that new contract.
Well, I tell you what,
something that's we're real excited about it, because I just don't like to see people driving and traveling 3.5 hours for something we can do here routinely. So
and something that could take, you know, 20 minutes here.
That's right.
Instead of having to drive 6-7 hours to have it taken care of.
Yeah.
Okay, so Casey, the changes, is there any? I've only got like 2 minutes left,
okay.
but paperwork, is it just getting worse? I mean, I know you've got one rule now, is that you get a homeless person off the street, you have to clean them up, give them clothing, give them food, and get them taken someplace.
Yeah, oh yeah, well yeah. That's that new assembly bill that went into effect last year, but. There's definitely a lot more paperwork. You know, they never eliminate regulations. Okay, that just doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's three things in your life that there will be more. You know, that go up with age is your blood pressure, your taxes, and regulations. And regulations in healthcare is just and that's one of the things that drives expense. I mean, people have to understand. You know, yes, it's expensive to stay in the hospital and be treated, but when you look at what the technology costs, and then you look what it costs for the regulations to put all of the measures in place that we need to, it's expensive. It just doesn't happen. People have to
double backups, triple backups.
Yeah, well, we're big redundancy fans, like the military. We have to have redundancy in place to make sure things don't break down. And if they do, there's still another system behind it that picks up the slack.
Well, you know what? Thanks so much for being in here with us today.
Always a pleasure. Boy, I hope you get your air conditioning fixed because we are rolling into some heat.
Oh, yes. And, well, you know, today I'm going down to buy a window air conditioner because half the house works, but just back in our bedrooms areas is where it went off. And Alliance Heating and Air gave us a floor model. And while we're trying to work, you know, when you try to work with people from other countries, there's a language difficulty there. And then there's a time thing that they say they're going to do it in, and they don't. You know, Alliance is just, you know, is just sitting there waiting. If I can just get these people to do it, so
I had a cell phone problem one time and called, and I got transferred to four different continents before I got it resolved. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
That's not my department. Hey. Boom, here you go, over to another continent.
Yeah, customer service.
Pretty
Casey,
crazy.
Thank you so much. When we come back at 8 o'clock, we have Kim Murray, but we also have Megan Daly, candidate for the 1st Assembly District, will be joining us at 8:05. Wow. We'll be right back.
Townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street rocketing higher this morning on word that U.S. tariffs on some Chinese imports are being delayed. Ahead of the crucial holiday shopping season, tariffs being pushed back on products including video game consoles, computer products, toys, and some clothing items and footwear. Tariffs, which had been scheduled to kick in at month's end, are now delayed to mid-December. And there is a fresh trade-related tweet from President Trump who writes, "As usual, China said they were going to be buying big from our great American farmers. So far, they have not done what they said. Maybe this will be different." You can blame higher gas prices, more expensive medical care, and rising housing costs for last month's 0.3% increase in consumer prices.
The Labor Department says the consumer price index increased 1.8% compared with a year earlier. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, core prices moved up 0.3% in July and 2.2% in the past year. The figure suggests that inflation is picking up slightly, though it remains modest. The economy is in its 11th year of growth, unemployment is low, and wages are growing modestly.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. President Trump planning a visit today to the battleground state of Pennsylvania, where he'll talk about manufacturing and jobs. President will visit a state-of-the-art chemical plant that's under construction in western Pennsylvania. He's also hoping to help re-elect a Republican governor in Kentucky, and that's a state he won back in 2016. And again on Wall Street this hour, stocks are sharply higher following word that U.S. tariffs on some Chinese imports are being delayed. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 416 points, a gain of about 1.5%. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 155, and the S&P trading 44 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
The U.S. is thinking long-term as a United Nations embargo on arms sales involving Iran comes to an end. You got the latest from the Media Line's Charles Beeble is there.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has urged the international community to step up efforts to confront Iran ahead of the expiration of a UN-mandated arms embargo on the Islamic Republic. A State Department memo noted that the head of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Qasem Soleimani, will be allowed to travel as of October 2020. Soon thereafter, the Iranian regime will be free to sell weapons, including to terrorist proxies, and countries like Russia and China will be able to provide Tehran with advanced arms. Last week, Iran's president reiterated that the Mullah regime would only consider renegotiating the 2015 nuclear deal if the U.S. lifts all economic sanctions imposed on the Islamic Republic. I'm Charles Bubazer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
Breaking news and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. Two new Ebola drugs appear to be saving lives in Congo.
More than 1,800 people have died in the African country's year-long outbreak. Health workers are trying to control it with vaccinations, but which experimental treatments are best to use hasn't been clear. A study started last November, and last week, independent study monitors took a look at how the first few hundred participants had fared. They decided one of the drugs made by Regeneron Pharmaceuticals clearly worked better, and the second, developed by U.S. government scientists, wasn't far behind. John Scott reporting.
Protesters severely crippled operations at Hong Kong's international airport for a second day today, forcing authorities to cancel all remaining flights out of the city after demonstrators took over the terminals, part of their push for democratic reform. Yesterday, more than 200 flights were canceled, and the airport was effectively shut down with no flights taking off or landing. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. 8:05 here on the 13th of August, 2019. And Jason, what's it look like for weather here?
Hey, good morning, Carl. So right now it's 70 degrees. Today's high is going to be 102, dipping down to 71 later tonight. Tomorrow we're looking at a high of 105, and Wednesday going to be at 74 degrees. And for the rest of the week, we're going to be looking at triple digits, with Saturday dipping back into the 90s this weekend.
Yeah, the 90s being 99.
90.
You know, that's Hey, the weather reports are always brought to you by our friends out at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that's hired veterans, won awards for that. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. On the phone, oh, by the way, I'm sitting in here with Ken Murray. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, girl.
And on the phone is Megan Daly. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
So, Megan, you've watched your husband battle it out, you know, running for office for years. How is it different when it's you?
Well, actually, I think it was very helpful, the Senate race, that you learn to know who you are pretty quickly. If you know who you are, who you are in your soul, things don't come at you as hard, I don't think. And you have just keep it real tight around you, who your supporters are that love you and see your vision, and just keep your eye on the prize the whole way. So I think I'm doing pretty well.
Is it more personal than you thought it was going to be?
I think in the beginning it was, because especially, you know, online, social media takes it to a whole other level, because you don't have to say it to your face, right?
They keyboard courage.
You know, yeah, a lot more courage. And especially when you're like, hey, wait a minute, I haven't voted on anything yet. You know, I haven't made any votes yet. So, and, you know, rumors, those kind of things. But, again, you go out, you campaign, and, you know, somebody will come up to you and say, I heard you were running. I'm so excited. You guys are going to be amazing. You know, you just have to keep encouraging yourself and meeting new people that maybe don't ever hear that or don't ever read any of the negativity, and they're on your team, and it just encourages you to move forward.
Okay. Hey, you know what? The big question that I hear, and I know you've heard it 100 times, is the fact that, you know, Brian is, Brian, of course, is the assemblyman, now the senator. And now if you win in the assembly, that all of our representatives are going to live under one roof. And that seems to be, it keeps coming up. What do you tell people about that?
Well, we're a great team, so we're going to have a lot of conversations, obviously, about the district and the issues, and we'll come at things in different ways, but we're both problem solvers, And that's how we've built our business and grown our family. And it's going to be a real benefit to the district. And I do understand the sentiment of that, but we are great partners. And we'll prove that. We'll prove that to the constituents and to the voters in doing good work for the district and be able to work on the Assembly and the Senate side together, because it matters to have effective representation. If one side pushes a bill all the way through and gets it, you know, from the Assembly side, we'll use that as an example, and gets it over to the Senate and it dies there, you've spent all that time and energy moving something forward and then it's over. And that happens a lot if you don't have someone on the other House to help you out.
Megan, this is Kent Murray.
Hi.
Hi. I want to know what role your children played in your decision and what the impact you see on it on them being.
Well, I'm running for our children. We're farmers, and our oldest son, Chase, it's his heart's desire to come home and take over our family farm and continue like his parents have. So he'll be fourth generation here in Lafton County on our ground. So, and I want him to be able to do that. And with regulation and taxes and things that are coming at the ag community continuously out of Sacramento makes it very hard. So I want to be a strong voice for the North State as well as the ag community, because that's, you know, that's our life. And it's many people in the district, that's their life, and they want to be able to hand it down to their children. Our children are fantastic. We have great kids, and every 2 years, because the Assembly seat comes up every 2 years, we sit down as a family and discuss it and say, okay, what are we going to do? And they understand the importance, and we're raising them to think more not just about themselves, but to think about everyone around them. And what this means is helping and moving policies forward that keep people on their farms, in their businesses, and thriving in the North State.
You mean you don't get any of this, Mom, just stay home?
Honestly, they're great. Rosalyn is 9, and I think sometimes she'll say, because our middle son, Reagan, is a state FFA vice president, so he was just home this weekend with the whole officer team was here, and Rosalyn was, they are all talking about ag and FFA, and, you know, sometimes she's like, okay, can we not talk about politics and farming? Can we talk about something else? Because she loves to sing and dance. So,
yeah, can we talk about The Little Mermaid? So.
Yeah, she likes to talk about something besides, sometimes, especially in car rides, we get a little political in the car, and Rosalyn says, okay, that's enough of that. Let's talk about something else.
Have we got her volume all the way up? We do. Okay, hey, Megan, if you could get closer to your phone.
Okay.
Does that mean your voice is, I mean, I can hear you great, but some of the people are having some problems.
Okay.
Okay. Let me see. We got questions coming in here, but are you going to have to hire more employees if you all win? If you win.
I might have to have somebody part-time helping me with book work, but I don't think other than that. Our farming schedule works really great with the sessions. Right now we just finished harvesting, so we typically harvest at the end of July, and Brian's been out of session for that month of July. So we just finished harvest. All of our grain is in the bins. Our big harvester's back in the driveway, and our son Chase is home right now. He's putting, you know, 12 hours a day in a tractor disking. So we farm typically in the fall. That's when we do, because we raise winter wheat. So we harvest and plant back and process all of our seed in the fall when we're out of session.
Hey, Megan, what's the biggest problem facing, in your opinion, facing the North State?
I would say public safety, and that to me means wildfire, crime, homelessness, and then that reaches in the economy as well to make sure we have jobs, good paying jobs here in the North State, because it keeps people in their homes, keep them, you know, paying bills, being productive members of society.
And what can you do? What are some of the things then you can do? I know that the one of your opponents is really strong on the idea of clearing out the forest and using things using cogen plants. Where are you on that?
Oh, absolutely. Biomass is a well, we need more of that because we can't just clear the forest and stack the fuel on the ground. Then it's just a tinderbox. So, yes, we need to. And then fire safe councils are a really great way. They're set up and ready to go in all the counties, and some of them are getting fired back up. The councils are, but there's money coming to get in the woods and get that fuel out. And I know there's people working right now. We have some really good friends that are in the timber industry, and they could be doing more if they had truck drivers. The huge shortage right now getting the fuel out of forest is truck drivers. There's not enough trucks.
With
CARB and having to upgrade your trucks, even though we're in a clean air basin, has really, really set that back. And with Dynamax coming, that bill will just cripple the trucking industry.
Dynamax?
Yes.
What is that? Can you tell me quickly what that is?
Yes, it's so for independent contractors to do 1099s,
uh-huh,
that you could no longer use. So like for the timber industry, they use, somebody owns their own truck and they truck for a logging company and then they just 1099 them at the end of the year for an independent contractor. So that this bill would force them to put them on their payroll.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's the one where, you can't have just contractors working for you.
No.
Oh, that's going to be a huge, that's a huge impact for all businesses.
Well, it's picking winners and losers. So they've taken out the cosmetic, so beauticians. So they've carved them out. Their lobby, they lobbied hard enough to be able to be carved out of that. So Uber, Lyft. I mean, it's going to be, if this goes through, it will literally cripple businesses.
I agree. I agree strongly on that. We're here with Megan Daly. We've only got about another 15 minutes, but we have to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. If you have questions, please just put them into our chat room or whatever. Cornerstone Community Bank is bringing us this segment. Cornerstone Community Bank invites you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. We'll be right back after these messages. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260. Or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, over 47 years in the business. Give Clyde a call at 221-4144. Authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers in over 32 years in the satellite business, Dish Network. We're here with Megan Daly, who is running for assembly for the first district, our district up here. The water issues that we're having, it seems like they're looking at water again, or as they always have.
Yes, and they should be. We need more water storage. I think we go through the drought, and everyone's very concerned, obviously, about water during that time. It's like we forget, you know, but we need to be capturing that water that goes straight to the ocean. So obviously sites, reservoir, and looking at other ways to, other locations to build more storage.
You know, Megan, with the raising of the wages, you know, up to the $15 an hour and all this, is there a way to go to the other side and say, look, you know, in San Francisco this is one thing, but when you start talking about Alturas, that's a totally different infrastructure, totally different economic reality. Can you do anything with that?
Well, I do think when that came up, that was actually a thought, something we talked about quite a bit, was being able to carve out, I feel like even just to say we're rural is not, so there's so much like Modoc County specifically, it's more frontier. I mean, when you have to bus your kids 45 minutes to get to school, that's beyond rural. That's, you know, that's frontier to me. So I think, yes, being able to carve out areas and saying in this, you know, district or section, this, because of cost of living, isn't, you know, rent's not $3,000 a month in Modoc. So, yes, those are things that I think definitely are something that we can have discussions with. And, you know, my last count, there was only 4 members on the assembly side that do a payroll every 2 weeks.
Well, they don't work. They don't work for
they don't have business.
They don't have business.
So, to them, when they see a bill that way, they say, oh, okay, well, everybody should be making $15 an hour. But they don't understand 15 really is more like 20, and what that does to the business owner. And, you know, it takes hours out of the employees. It, you know, takes hours away from them. And then you just don't hire as many people. You go back to doing it yourself. If you're, you know, if you have 5 employees and the cost of matching funds and workman's comp and all of those things, everything goes up as the wage goes up. So it's a battle, but I definitely want to continue to have those conversations because as a business owner, I want to say, hey, wait a minute, this doesn't work for us. And they know me, they know our kids, they know our business because we've been talking to them for 6 years.
And here's a question that came in. What are your plans on public safety, and what will you do to stop all the drugs from entering our area? It seems that most of our problems, homelessness, theft, all of those problems are directly related to drugs.
Well, yes, it's very much the largest factor, but it's complicated. And the working with your local electeds and your sheriffs to come up with solutions, I think, is very important because so often the state mandates things down. Well, or propositions come, you know, people pass a proposition and they don't understand the effect that's going to have on your local government. And I think we have to go in and talk to our sheriffs, talk to our elected officials and find out what do they see as a true, real solution. Is it opening up beds in a rehab center? Is that more useful than just incarcerating somebody for 30 days and then they're right back on the street using again? So I want to do that. I'm very thankful that 6 of the 9 sheriffs have endorsed me, and the CHP public safety is behind me, which I'm very, very honored to have those endorsements, and that will mean I can have conversations with them and work towards solutions.
Okay.
I'd like to ask Megan, what will your first bill that you introduce be?
My first bill, well, I have a pet peeve in our business, which is a heavy use tax that we pay every year for our trucks going up and down the road because we're heavy. We pay a, I think it's a tax, they call it a fee. It's $650 a year, and it goes straight into the general fund. It doesn't go to roads. And that's just something that I want that money. I'm fine to pay the money if it's going to actually fix our roads, but if they're going to just put it into the general fund and use it for whatever they want, I think that's wrong, and that happens a lot. So I want to bring light to that. And also I visited with the sheriff there in Shasta County, and there's some – when we have catastrophic events, they, you know, overtime hours start, you know, racking up. And with fire, they have money, a different pot of money to cover those overtime hours. And that's something I want to be able to come alongside public safety and see if we can get something like that done for them as well, because they're right there. in a catastrophic event, they're pulling people from cars, they're evacuating people, and so they shouldn't have to be worrying about their overtime hours and how that's going to affect their general fund.
The something here, we've only got you left for like 7 minutes, and I want to give you a couple minutes at the end to talk, but the legislature is again introducing more and more bills about the that's going to restrict the Second Amendment. Is that a losing battle in the state of California?
I wish the national level would play more here in the state. The NRA does. I mean, I'd like to see them more involved. And I'm pro Second Amendment, very strongly pro Second Amendment. And the fact that we have to do background checks on ammunition is just, my first question is, how is that going to affect the business owner that's trying to sell the ammunition? Because what does that mean for them? And my fear is they'll just stop doing it because it's too much paperwork. It's, you know, and then they win that way, because then you're not selling ammunition to people anymore, right? Then it's a win just if they stop doing it for the other side. But I'm pro Second Amendment. I will fight at every turn that I can. But it's a tough one in this state for sure.
When we also talk about, the veterans, the veterans and how they're taken care of in our state, homeless veterans on the street, yet we can find millions and millions and millions of dollars for people that are here illegally. I guess I can use that word. What can you do to ensure that the veterans that of our state are being taken care of?
Work with those agencies, is, you know, just talk to the and insist and bring it up and talk about it over and over again, because our veterans should not be living, you know, it looks so different than when people came back from World War II or my grandfather, that a lot of these veterans coming home have a lot of post-traumatic that maybe isn't a visible, you know, injury, but that's very real, and the suicide rate amongst our veterans is way too high. So we need to be taking care of them, absolutely. And I will work with the veterans agencies. I will push to take care of them. The state should be doing that, absolutely. And the illegal immigrants, I'm against sanctuary cities. I believe in a strong border, that we need to we don't have a country if we don't have a border.
No, I think that defines a country, is a border in a common
yes.
language. Okay, here's your last couple of minutes here to talk about Megan Daly and why people should vote for you.
Well, thank you for having me this morning. A recent endorsement I got was the Farm Bureau, and I'm very proud of that. Statewide Farm Bureau has endorsed us, as we are farmers and business owners, so I do understand regulation and compliance and how hard it is to do business in the state of California. So I will continue to work on business issues and push for our issues in the North State to be highlighted, that we're different, that one-size-fits-all government does not work for us. And my husband and I will be great partners. We will be very effective for the North State, and it's a huge district from the Oregon border down to Tahoe. It's very diverse, and I'm thankful that I've built those relationships and I can go right to work. There won't be any pause. I can just hit the ground running as far as with statewide relationships, and as well as many supervisors and sheriffs and people who already know me and know us and who we are, and I'm excited about that. I'm very excited about that.
Okay. We're here with Megan Daly, running for the 1st District up here, representing all of us. Thanks for taking the time to be with us, Megan, and good luck.
Thank you. Vote on August 27th. That's the big day.
That's the big day. That's my granddaughter's. That's my daughter's birthday is the 27th, so I won't forget that.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You bet. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite. BNT Satellite, Stars and Stripes package they have, and for people 55 and older, are some super, super ways to get into the Dish Network at a lower cost, get more for your money. Because Doug Tooley at BNT Satellite believes in taking care of our veterans and first responders and those seniors out there, 55 and older. He's got super deals down there, but you have to give him a call at 241-3474-241-DISH and find out what B&T Satellite can do for you. Don't call the 800 number. Call local guys. Remember, we push the local businesses here. So if you can buy local, you want to buy local. Four businesses, you know, have kind of like changed or gone under here in the last month. And I can't help but think that maybe we should, you know, before we get online or go someplace else to the big box stores, let's try out our local businesses. And the money stays here. It gets circulated more. And another reason that we push all the local businesses we have here, B&T Satellite, 3241-DISH. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:30 in the morning. It is 74 degrees out there, going to like 100 today.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutobody.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:33 in the morning. It is 74 degrees out there. Going to be up to over 100 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Bastiani Arms is bringing you this segment of the show. 2539 Larkspur, a local company that does very well. It's been in the business for about 10 years here. Great customer service. Great a selection of firearms and all the accessories you need and ammunition. And when you go down there, they can get you through the ammunition buying process in like about 3 minutes or less. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. I'm here with Ken Murray. And Ken, we got there's so many different things to talk about, but let's talk about something, two things local. Dutch Bros. Some guy comes into the Dutch Bros, takes a wallet and keys, tries to hijack the car. The people go out there to try to stop him. He gets out. He punches out one of the female employees there, runs away. The cops are called. They find him. And this guy has been arrested in 2018. He's got a violent past. And he's out there walking the streets, walking into a place down there on, I think, South Market Street, and just walked in and took it. Stole the car.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is there any fear left? I mean, besides the victims.
I think it's all part of the entitlement attitude too many people have. I don't have it. I deserve it. I'll take it.
That's it.
I think that's it.
And because there's no repercussions.
Well, there are repercussions, but I'm not sure they match. I'm not sure the punishment matches the crime anymore.
I think that's true. A lot of things coming up. Costco dropped off or asked to have their meeting, their public meeting, put off for a couple of weeks.
That's because the opponents of the Costco project did the same thing they did before the Planning Commission. Their lawyer showed up at the 11th hour and filed a letter of a zillion pages and said, well, you didn't do this, that, or the other thing. I've gone through the entire process. Now the same attorney shows up at the 11th hour before the city council and said, you didn't do this, that, or the other thing. So they put it off for 2 weeks just to read a 56-page letter to see what's in it.
Do you think Costco's in trouble here?
No.
I don't think so either. I think the city council would be signing their own,
I think.
I'm not going to say death warrants. That's not true. But they would try to vote against Costco would be just, I just can't believe it. They would do something like that.
The advertising that this group is putting in the paper is so misleading. You see these half-page ads that say, it should be at Oasis Road. Move it to Oasis Road where it belongs. Not there. It'll create too much traffic, blah, 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 blah. And there's so much people don't understand about Oasis Road. The developer of the Oasis Road project doesn't have the money to build the project. He is shopped, and I'm using that word, shopped, four city councils, trying to find a weakness that he can exploit so the taxpayers of the city finance his project. And there are two ways a developer can get a community to finance the project. One is tax increment financing, which says that we'll go issue bonds to build our infrastructure, our project, and the way we're going to pay for the bonds is that right now it's taxed as raw land. We are asking you, the government, to hold the taxes as though it were raw land, and then the increment as developed, and let's say it's a $50 million project, that $50 million project would jack up the taxes under Prop 13 to, 1% of the property value.
Mm-hmm.
By holding the land tax and not taxing the improvements, they take the incremental difference and use that to pay off the bonds. Okay? That's one way they do it. The other way a developer does it is they say, okay, we're going to generate all these massive new sales taxes, and we want to keep them until our project's paid for and not give them to the city, county, or whoever collects sales tax. Mr. Levinson has tried both approaches with previous city councils. Both have been rejected. And the issue is that both of his schemes involve the taxpayers financing his project. And let me put that in perspective for you. The Oasis Road specific plan calls for 7,000 apartments to be built in that area. If you put in a shopping center up there and normal development occurs and you're collecting no taxes, how do you pay for the fire and police to cover it? You got no income at the city. Of course, you got the Costco up there. Whoopee-doo. We put Costco down here at any place else where there is not tax increment financing or sales tax recapture, then Costco generates more money for public safety through the sales tax. It makes absolutely no sense to go to Oasis Road. None.
I know a lot of the ads I see have the words, you know, their headlines say one thing, but underneath it will say, this could do something. So anyway, let's Let's move on. The beautification of our city, the downtown, the taking out of the parking structure. This is going to take out, I think it's like, what is it, 400 or more parking spaces. They are going to put a smaller parking structure in there. Is this going to have an impact on business down here? Is there going to be enough parking when it's going to have to be on outlying areas? Would that have an impact?
There have been studies done on parking downtown on more than one occasion in the past. Frankly, you know, there's more parking than we need downtown. It's just in the wrong place. Okay, it isn't conveniently next door to something. I mean, you can change things. For example, you can, instead of parallel park, angle in parking. That gets more cars out front. I mean, there are other things you can do. Is it going to be inconvenient for the businesses down there and probably cost them money? You bet. But it's going to happen sooner or later anyway. The downtown mall is the parking structure is failing. It may have another 10 years in it or less, and we've known that for a long time. So, I mean, at least this is a choice between when we have to do it and when we can do it in response to growth and development downtown. So it's the perfect time to do it.
Well, it just seems to be. We've had four businesses in the last month either change, like Crown Camera is not selling cameras anymore, mm-hmm. Or just gone out of business. Mm-hmm. When we're right here, it seems like we're on the cusp of everybody expanding, and you see, then you have three businesses, four, one change, three just go out of business. Is this something,
Well, Crown Camera changed because of the bottom line. They didn't make any money off cameras. They
right.
make money off processing and doing other things, and they do it very, very well. I don't know who the three businesses are, but
well,
businesses come Wildes, and go all the time.
Wildes down there is shutting down. Armando's shut down a month or so ago, and then Wildcard Brewery also. I guess I could also say, though, is that Mary's Pizza is expanded out, you know, with the with a patio scenes out there. So they've expanded out. So they're in a good location. I don't know. I'm concerned, though, when I see local businesses again trying to compete against the Internet and having, because Crown Camera doesn't sell cameras because they can't compete with either the big box stores or the Internet. Is that something that we're just going to, is this just something that we're just going to have to bite and just put up with it?
I think so. It's the evolution of it's the natural extension of the growth of Walmart. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I mean, all the concerns about Walmart have come true. They do in fact drive mom and pop small businesses out of business because they can't compete. Do I see it changing? Nope. Not unless shopper habits change. I do believe that there needs to be tax on the internet purchases.
Oh, yeah.
That come to the local community. I mean, we can't survive with Amazon taking all the business and providing nothing in return.
Back to the state through sales tax,
right,
which we get a percentage of.
Right.
Well, I agree with that. I agree 100% with that. And, you know, you've got to kind of level the playing field a little bit. I know of a place in town where people will come in, try out the stuff, get the experience of the salespeople right there, walk out, buy the same thing for approximately the same price, but they've just saved themselves $70 in sales tax.
Well,
why don't you buy it here and pay that extra few bucks? Otherwise, you're not going to have this business here.
You know, I have never ever gone out of town to buy a car. And I've bought a lot of cars over the years. And it doesn't matter to me that Benny Brown may save me $250 by driving to Corning. What matters to me is I can buy the same doggone car here, and the sales tax money goes into supporting local government, local public safety, local business.
Okay.
I mean, and that's an attitude. I think with the younger generation, that attitude is disappearing. Everything's online.
I think you're right. I think we've got to take a break also. It's 8:45 in the morning here. It's 75 degrees, going up to over 100 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. They're running appointments there, so you give them a call at 244-9478. Best place ever to get a haircut. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back after these messages. This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon or tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, last segment today. 8:49 in the morning, and it's 74 degrees, going up to well over 100 today. Weather reports brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, veteran-owned business. Local business, 365-3793. I want to remind everybody to fill the hat for the vets the entire month of August at Pages. Just stop on by there, enter their contest, drop off a check. They're trying to list, they want to raise at least $10,000 for the VFW Post 1934, a month-long fundraiser here. I can't say enough about Kevin and Pages Coffee Center. If you've never been down there, you need to be. Anything from passport photos to more. In fact, somebody just brought in the updated poster with KCNR in this. Paige's birthday bash on August 30th, just to celebrate 35 years of downtown business. You know what? Here's another local guy. Another local guy.
I don't even know what Paige's is. I never heard of him.
Well, now you do. They're a copy and center, but much more.
Where?
It's down on the corner of Pine Street and Placer.
Oh, I didn't know that was the name of it. I know where it is.
Yeah, and people, I use it all the time. I mean, the great prices, good people down there, and they support the veterans in our community. Okay, I'm here with Ken Murray. And people are in here discussing where they go and buy cars now, since you brought that up. He said, you know, they're talking about why this, why that. In the chat room. On the other hand, my brother-in-law, who lives in Marin County, came up to Redding and bought his vehicles in Redding.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess it's how you look at it. I was going to talk about Epstein a little bit, but I'm going to wait until they kind of come out with some kind of report, because you know what? The conspiracy theories that are floating around right now is just great. And I'm not one for conspiracy theories, never have been. For conspiracy theories. But I did see a meme showing a dead deer on the road, and somebody put a sign up next to it, New Clinton committed suicide. Come on. Some of them are funny. All right. You brought up something during the break that that you believe that Google, in this case the internet,
right,
has caused us to get dumber.
Yep.
Is dumbing down our society.
Yep.
Why?
Because the answer to virtually everything is almost instantly available without having to go through the process of figuring out the answer. And if you don't know how you got to the answer, you know, then you're going to be useless in any kind of, most kinds of creative research. I mean, what keeps us ahead of the rest of the world is our creativity as a nation, our freedom as a nation. You know, when we allowed kids, for example, to bring calculators into class mm-hmm. for a math test, things changed. Okay, I mean, when I went to high school, I had to learn to use a slide rule. Have I ever used a slide rule since? No. But do I know how they work?
I learned how to use a slide rule.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask this question, though. I mean, okay, so if I was doing a research paper before,
mm-hmm.
before the internet, I would
mm-hmm.
go down to the library. I would look things up.
Mm-hmm.
I would, you know, I'd find, you know, I'd have to go through, you know, a dozen books to find out what I'm looking for and the specifics and all this. I mean,
and you would collaborate with other people and talk to them face to face.
Well, sometimes,
almost
but other times.
Nobody talks to anybody face to face anymore.
But not necessarily when you're doing a research paper. It's all supposed to be yours. You may have, you know, collaborated and done those things, but what's the difference between using the internet as a huge library where you can get specific into it? Instead of having to go through a book and find maybe a section of the book that deals with whatever that subject is and go through numerous books, you can go to the internet now. If you look at it like this is a huge repository of books and knowledge,
let me
do your research.
Let me turn this around for you.
Okay. Well, no, you've got to ask that. I asked that question to you.
Okay, and I'll ask a question back. You have two choices. You can go learn about the life cycle of a butterfly by watching it spin a cocoon, watching it feed, okay? Or you can look it up. Where do you learn more?
Well, that's for the people that have the opportunity, and they're placed in a area where they can watch this. And how many of those places are available? And I'm not saying that you won't learn more or that's not a better experience. No, yeah, don't misunderstand me. That and doing something and hands-on is probably a better learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea that you have at your hands in a phone, which has more computing power than Apollo 11 did, to not utilize that to do research on things. If somebody says something, again, you want to talk about kind of dumbing us down, let's look at the social network. People are passing things through there that are totally untrue. And when I see something like that, I go up and I look it up. And I look at the other facts that have to go with it and find out that in many cases, the things that people are postulizing as being true are not true.
Yeah, and there was a point in time when we debated these things. We debated ideas. Now we just argue about ideas. I mean, it's a shift societally. Everybody's mad at everybody about something, and it hasn't been that way all my life. The whole nation seems to be upset about something.
Well, but don't you think that in many times it's the large media companies, the ones that they have to have a 24-hour 24 hours of news and now comment that is exasperating this?
Well, I think it's the fact that kids don't go play outside anymore. They sit in front of the boob tube. Okay? And so we teach our children by not teaching them, by ignoring them, by letting them sit in front of the TV or their computer more than maybe an hour or two a day, they actually become dependent on the media for a great part of their knowledge rather than personal discovery. I mean, I didn't have a TV when I was a kid. I mean, we played outside, and you learned about things outside.
I think, you know, we have a comment here, and I'm going to read part of it. We used to have discussion groups and work as a team in school breaking problems down.
Yeah.
Now they copy and paste a URL. I'm not sure that's true in all cases, but I think it's true in a lot. They did not even write without help of an instant editor.
Right.
Problem-solving skills, and this is the big thing, problem-solving skills are losing ground.
I agree.
The answer is out there. And I thoroughly agree. We have to be able to do it. I thoroughly agree. Hands-on is much better than just reading about it if you have that opportunity. The fact is that people will write things on the internet that they would never say to people. But it all goes back to the one thing that I think is a problem in our nation here with the 2 minutes left is the skills of our children and raising them in a certain way for responsibility. If they have no sense of responsibility, then it's okay to go out there and take advantage of people. Oh, yeah, I can get mad and pick up a gun and shoot people. It's okay. It's not okay.
Well, but we recognize it in our laws. I mean, now we can write off our 25-year-olds who are still living at home and cover them with our insurance. When I was a kid, if you weren't out of the house within 3 months of graduating high school, there was something seriously wrong with you. Society expected you to be out. I expected me to be out, okay? No more, right? We're coddling everybody. Are we better as a result?
Silence.
Dead air, the horrible
thing. Dead air, the horrible thing. Hey, Ken, thanks a lot for being here. No, I don't think we are. I think that this is a really good thing. We're losing skills that we used to have. Like, you know, just knowing phone numbers. I don't know my daughter's phone number, really. And I talk to her all the time. I know I can give you the area code of 505, but that's about it. You know, but those are little things I have to work on. Anyway, hey, look, everybody, have a great day today. It is going to be hot. Be careful out there. If you're going to be walking your dog on the sidewalk, it's probably going to be up like 130 degrees, and you don't want to leave anything in the car you don't want to lose because of the heat. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.